Good morning, my little Honganji, White Way Radio Dharma friends. Thank you very much for inviting me on this Saturday morning Moelil Honganji Dharma Hour. During the month of November, we Buddhists observed special memorial services called Eitaikyo or Sangha memorial services at respectful temples. We also observed Thanksgiving Day on the ending part of this month. Please enjoy on your wonderful family gathering. In our society today, we have a great communication system, and we truly rely upon these wonderful technology in our daily lives. In fact, without these equipments, it is very difficult to do many of our jobs. A computer, for example, is one of the magic ones that we have. With it, we are able to communicate easily and instantly with many people around the world. It is making our lives more global and faster. Because the computer system is becoming a part of our daily lives, without a computer, many people are not able to make their lives more convenient. In fact, for many people, it will be very difficult for them to have a business without having a computer. Do you remember who produced the first software program? Yes, they are Bill Gates and Stephen Palmer. Bill Gates and Stephen Palmer produced their first software and established their company, Microsoft. Today, Microsoft is the greatest company in the world, and many of us are using this system at our office and elsewhere. Bill Gates has many unique stories. Some time ago, I read this story. Unfortunately, I forgot where this source came from. However, I would like to share with you one of his unique stories. It was about 20 plus years ago. There was an eye doctors conference that was held in Los Angeles. There were so many outstanding eye doctors from all over the world who participated in this conference. At the conference, Bill Gates was one of the panelists with many other well-known people. Do you know why there are so many well-known people there? Yes, they wanted to meet and become friends with Bill Gates. He was so busy meeting with many well-known eye doctors that he received hundreds of business cards from them. At the conference, many of the eye doctors shared their great experiences and the cases which saved many people's sight, and it was one of the greatest conferences they had. At the ending of the conference, there was a panel discussion with several guests. Bill Gates was one of the panelists, and master of the ceremony asked Mr. Gates the following question. The question was, "Mr. Gates, if you are just about lose your eyesight and you ask many well-known eye doctors to save your eyes, but every one of them said that it is very difficult to cure your problem. However, one doctor said, I might be able to cure your problem, but it will be very costly. The cost will be the same as your total assets." Can you guess what Mr. Gates said to the doctor? Mr. Gates replied and said, "Yes, I am willing to pay everything I have. So please fix my eyes. If you are not able to fix my eyes like before, please fix my eyes so at least I can see something. My entire body came from my parents, and it is most precious gift I received from my parents. Yes, everything I have in my body is very precious and priceless. I treasure what I received from my parents and my grandparents. Many people who are at the conference were so impressed and learned a very important thing from Mr. Gates. For us, fortunately, we can see many things with our two eyes, but the fact is that we always take for granted what we have, and we never have the mind of appreciation and gratitude. I feel that whatever we have is equivalent as priceless to happiness and joy. Yes, we all have the greatest treasures in our lives. With our eyes, we can see things. Our hands are moving. We can stand with our own foot. We can eat many different types of food. We can talk to people, and we can sing many kinds of songs, and so on. They are so precious, and we have these things with us in our daily lives. I believe that most of the important and the valuable things are always around us. In fact, we all already have it in our daily lives. What are the important things in our lives? Two eyes, which we can see things, hands and the fingers that we can hold a pencil, mouth, which we can use to eat and talk to the people, ears, which we can hear the guidance, feet that we can stand and walk, family, friends, and so on. However, one, we cannot forget that our holy Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassionate heart that guiding us and showing us the path of the truth. Homages and said, "Hard it is to be born into human life. Now we are living in it. Difficult it is to hear teachings of the Blessed One. Now we hear them." I feel that the true and the real happiness are always around us, or maybe each one of us are already having those special happiness in our daily lives. The Nembu's teaching is guided us to open the eyes of our inner heart, and see the truth as it is. As long as we truly appreciate our precious lives, which we have now, it will be the happiest thing in our lives, and we all receive or inherit these great and wonderful guidance from our Nembu's followers. So may we all appreciate our great Nembu's pioneers' precious gifts of Namo Amida Butsu, which we recite in our daily lives. We are truly gifted wonderful treasures of the Nembutsu, and we pass it with a sincere mind of gratitude to our next generations. I firmly believe that for us to share this great guidance of the Nembutsu to our children, grandchildren, and our friends will be the most wonderful filial piety that we are able to offer to our great pioneers of the Nembutsu followers. On this month, many of us are observing special Eitaikyo services and are celebrating Thanksgiving with many family and friends. I think this is a most wonderful time for all of us to express our sincere gratitude and appreciation to the great Nembu's pioneers, including our parents and grandparents, for their selfless dedication and the spiritual gift of the Nembutsu to all of us. Okagesamade, I am able to see things around us. Okagesamade, I am able to hear sound of the music and the guidance. And Okagesamade, I am able to recite and hear our holy Buddha's great name of Namo Amida Butsu. I think this is a Jodo Shinshu way of accepting our daily lives. with a great and a sincere mind of gratitude and appreciation. May we all enjoy our precious lives with others under the great guidance of Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu.